This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Wednesday, December 23. What if God were to disrupt your life? Our passage comes from Matthew chapter 1. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Some things in life can take us completely by surprise. Sometimes things happen that seem to turn our world upside down. That happened to a man named Joseph, a builder living in the town of Nazareth in Galilee about 2,000 years ago. Engaged to be married to a young woman named Mary, he was looking forward to when they would become husband and wife, have children, and make a home together, surrounded by their extended family. But then Joseph learned that Mary, his future wife, was expecting a child. To Joseph, that meant that Mary had been unfaithful. To keep her from being publicly disgraced, he intended to divorce her quietly and then send her away. But that same night, an angel came to Joseph in a dream, telling him that the child to be born was conceived by the Holy Spirit. The angel told Joseph to believe the unbelievable and to take Mary as his wife. God himself stepped into his life and disrupted many of Joseph's plans. His life would never be the same, but when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel commanded him. Perhaps God has disrupted your life. Perhaps he turned your life upside down. Are you ready to accept God's will for your life? Are you ready to surrender to him and serve him? Pray with me. Father in heaven, help us to accept your will for our lives, even when it turns our world upside down. Help us always to acknowledge Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.